I need the real you. Is that clear? The topic it says, looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. Tell your neighbor that you have to look unto Jesus. You have to look unto Jesus. You must look unto Jesus. We are going to read in Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 1 to 2. Mrs. Mwangoya, you come and read, get the microphone and read for us. Where's that? We are going to read Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 1 and 2. The theme it says, look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. Hurry up, look unto Jesus. That is our theme. Read. From verse 1 to 2.
Kale naffe, bwe tulina olufu lw'abajulirwa olw'enkana awo olutwetoolodde, twambulenga buli ekizitowa n'ekibi ekyegatta naffe, tuddukanenga n'okugumiikiriza okuwakana okuteekeddwa mu maaso gaffe, nga tutunuulira Yesu yekka, omukulu ow'okukkiriza kwaffe era omutuukiriza waakwo, olw'essanyu eryateekebwa mu maaso ge, eyagumiikiriza omusalaba ng'anyooma ensonyi.
God bless you. Sit over there. And the Bible says, verse 2, that looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Are you getting me? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Who for the joy. Who for the joy that was set before him, he knew at the cross. He knew at the cross. And he despised the shame. And he has sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You have to look unto Jesus because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Our tension must be drawn by Jesus. You should not allow anything to draw your attention. You should not allow anything to draw your eyes and your eyes. But except Jesus has to draw your attention. Your attention must be drawn by Jesus. Because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Once you know you are in this faith, you are part of this faith, you must focus your attention. You must focus your eyes on Jesus, because he's the author and the finisher. Is that clear? Some people, they are drawn by certain things. Some people, they are drawn by something. Some, they are drawn by people. The Bible does not tell us to look unto people. The Bible tells us to look unto Jesus, because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. I have a question. Why Jesus? Why the Bible tells us to look at him? Why? Because you might have that question. Why Jesus? Why everybody has to look unto Jesus? One, Jesus is the Word of the living God. Jesus. Yes. Is the Word of the living God. The Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was was with God. Now when you talk about the word of God, you talk about Jesus. When we tell you to read the Bible, we talk about Jesus. And not because he is the living word, the Bible tells us to look unto him. Let him draw our attention. In every area he must draw our attention. We must focus our eyes on him. Because he is the word of God, the word of the living God. In John chapter 1, from verse 1 it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 2, he was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Without him nothing was made that was made. Verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the word, the light of a man. Now, why Jesus? Why should we need to focus our eyes on Jesus? I've told you that it's the living word. It's the living word of God. The Bible has already told us here that in the beginning was the word. There are few things which I want to pick from this verse. Before all things were created which we see, the word was there. Everything which was seen, everything included you. Before you were created, before I was created, before anything was created, the Bible says the word was there. Now, we shouldn't focus our eyes on something which was created. It's better to focus our attention on something which was there before everything was created. Is that clear? Before you were created, before even your mother knew that she has conceived you, even our mothers, they never know that they have not conceived. But the word, because it was there, the word knew that your mom is about to conceive you. Hallelujah. Now anything which comes after the word, that means the word will sing that thing when it's coming. Praise God. Without the word, nothing was made. If it wasn't the word, if it wasn't Jesus, you wouldn't be created. Nothing would be created. We have beautiful things on earth which you admire, but let me tell you, before those things were created, the word was there, and that's Jesus. Praise God. Before a human being was created, the word was there.
Amen.
Before your dad and mom, whom you love, before it was created, the word was there. Because the Bible says here, all things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. Your mom, anybody, without him, it couldn't be created. Now, it's very important as a Christian to focus our eyes, our attention, to be drawn by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
See, the life was in him. He is the life giver. All things which has got life, Jesus is the one who gave it life. In John, the Bible says, Jesus himself said when he was teaching, that I have power to give my life, to lay my life down. And I have power to bring it back. Hallelujah. I have power to lay my life, back down. He has power to give out his life. He has power to give to anybody his life. to bring it back. He managed to lay his life down. He went on a cross. He died. He was born. When he was born, he brought back his life. Now, he can give life to anybody. Now, no anything on earth which can give you life. Your parents, they cannot give you life. Your mother cannot give you life. But Jesus can give you life. Because he has got life, he can give it out and bring it back. He is a life giver. Now, why we need to look at him? He is a life giver. Why we need to look at him? Before we are created, he was there. Why we need to look at him? Everything which we see, he was before it.
Amen.
Jesus,
yes,
has to draw our attention. Not anybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why some people, they are confused? Because their attention is drawn by other things. Anything on earth is confused. Anything on earth is disorganized. Now, because your attention is being drawn by other things, and no things are disorganized, that's why you are disorganized. Because other things are confused, and they have drawn your attention, that's why you are confused. That's why you are disorganized. Let me leave you. Put down this. When you go back, you read it in Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs 21 to 26. When you go back, read it. Jesus talks about himself. That before God began his ways, he was watching the old works of God. He was established before the works of God. For everlasting to everlasting. He rejoiced before God when he was working his work. Now Jesus was talking about himself. Before he created up the mountains, he was there. Before he created up the hills, he was there. Before he divided the sea from the land, he was watching. Now everything was created when he was watching. Dividing the sea from the land, he was watching. Creating up the mountain and sea, he was watching. Creating up the valleys and everything, he was watching. Creating you and me, he was watching. He was there. Now we need to look and put that man who was there when they were creating the earth. Imagine. He was there before they create everything. And she has never died. Imagine you people who came after the world being created. You are dying like any like what?
Mufanga.
You die like insects.
Mufanga ruka.
Yeah, I don't believe that there's any land where they have not viewed a person. Buried a person. I believe that even the house which you're sleeping in, there's somebody who was buried there. Even the bricks which made your house, there's somebody in those bricks. Anywhere. But this man was there before we were created. Therefore, we need to focus our eyes on him. Who was there up now is still there. Let him draw our attention. Two. Why Jesus? Alpha and Omega. He is the Alpha and the Omega. The first and the last. The first and the end. When you use that word first, that means the first in the place than anything. When you say that he is the first, that means other things follow him or her. When you say that you are the first person in the church, that means other people they follow you. Now if we call him the first, that means other things follow him. He was there before that. What amazes me says, and I'm the end. That means he knows you are the day when you came in, and he knows where you are going to end. He knows you are done up to him. He knows where I'm going to be. He knows how I came into the earth. He knows how I'm going to end. He knows my destiny. He knows your destiny. He is the first and the end of all things. Now, why do I need to focus my eyes and my attention on somebody who can die tomorrow? Why do you need to focus your eyes on somebody who can die even today? There is a man, the Bible says here, he's Alpha and Omega. Why Jesus is Alpha? Why Jesus is the Omega? In Revelation chapter 1, we are in from verse 10 to 11.
Nali mu mwoyo ku lunaku Mukama waffe ne mpulira enyuma wange eddoboozi eddene ery'akagombe nga kwogera nti ky'olaba wandiika mu kitabo okuweereza ekkanisa omusanvu eri Efeso n'eri Simuna n'eri Perugamo n'eri Suwatira n'eri Saadi n'eyo ekkanisa eyaddako n'eyo ne ntuuka okulaba eddoboozi.
You can solve them. I want verse 12. Verse 11. There's something wrong with the Uganda Bible.
What was the Bible is all Uganda?
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Now I'm talking, what I'm talking, I know it. There's something wrong with the Uganda Bible. Let me read here. I was in the spirit on the day, on the Lord's day. I had behind me a right voice, as of a trumpet. Verse 11 in the English Bible. Saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. You get me? I am the Omega and the Alpha, the first and the last. Jesus introduced himself to John the Baptist, to John, that I am the Alpha and I am the Omega, the beginning and the end. I was there before anything. All other things came after me. I was there before anybody. All other things came after me. And all those things will end. But I'll be the last. Church, hear me. We have to look unto him, for he is the beginning of everything and the end of everything. You don't know your end, he knows
that.
You don't know how you came into the world, he knows. He knows what you are going to be. He does not care what you are passing in. But one thing which you have to do is to focus your eyes, your attention on Jesus. Why the church they are confused? Why the world are confused? Why people they're asking themselves what to do? The problem, they have focused their eyes on the wrong place. Why people they don't understand their government? Why the government does not understand you? Because our government has focused their eyes on the wrong place. In the wrong place. And even people they have focused their eyes on in the wrong place. That's why the government does not understand people, and people they don't understand the government. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This man Jesus, he is the first. Alpha and Omega. That means each government is watching where it's coming. And he watches as he's going on. And he knows where it has to end. He watched the government of Idi Amin Dada. The government of Idi Amin Dada came in power and is watching. He knew when it has to end. The government of Obama came in when he's watching. He knew where he had to end. And even this government came in when he's watching. And he knows where to end. Now the government has to change their minds and their attention and focus it on Jesus Christ. Then they will be able to understand people. And people suddenly need to focus their eyes on Jesus. They will be able to understand the government. Alpha and Omega. Why we need to focus our attention on him? Why we need to focus our eyes on him? The Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. The first and the last. You are in between. What I thank him, he does not focus his eyes on what you're passing in, on what they are calling you, on what you think what you are, but he focuses your eyes on your destiny. He is seeing you what you are going to become. No matter what you're passing in, even if you sleep without food, that's not the point, really. He is watching you. He is watching your destiny. He is watching you where you're about to end. He knows you are in. Hallelujah. Three. The Savior. He is the Savior of the world. We had sinned. We had to be hung on the cross. But he managed to come and save us. Is that clear? He managed to come and save us. Why we need to focus our eyes on him? He is the Savior. Are you getting me? He is the Savior. He came and saved us. We need to look unto him. Because he is able to save. He is capable to save. People will need to be saved. Not only in sin. The same situation where you need somebody to save you out of it. Now the man who is capable is Jesus Christ. When we focus our eyes on him, he is able to save you. The problem with the people. We focus our eyes and our attention on men who are not capable to save us, who are capable to put us into the pit. Why some people they are in the pit today? Because they focus their eyes on people who can pull them into the pit. And they cannot pull you out of it. You are on the pit because you focus your eyes on people. You are in the pit because you focus your eyes on something which puts you into the pit. Now, nobody can save you out of the pit. Nobody has got the salvation in his life. Now, the man who can save you out of the pit is Jesus Christ. Now, you need to focus your eyes on him. Now when you look at him, he is able to save you out of the pit. He is a saving guy. Amen. when you get in a problem. Mama nyabo. Mama nyabo.
Oh,
stop that.
Nani?
Because your mom maybe is in the grave.
Maybe.
He cannot come out of the grave to come and save
you.
There's a man. The Alpha and Omega. The Savior. He can save. In Matthew chapter 1. From verse 21 to 22. Why we have to look unto Jesus?
Why should we not look at Christ?
Laba, bwe yali alowooza bwatyo, omukyala wa malaika wa Mukama, najja gy'ali.
Verse, we are reading Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 and
22.
Naye alizaala omwana wa bulenzi, naawe olimutuuma erinnya lye Yesu.
You can stop that. He said that he shall bear a son and shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. He will save his people
from their sins.
Why you need to focus your eyes on him? Can you answer me why we need to focus our eyes on him? Why do we need him to draw our attention? Because he's the man who can save us.
Because he's the only
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, whomsoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Whose? Can't you answer me? The Bible says, whomsoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? The Bible has not said whomsoever shall call upon the name of his dad. The Bible has not said whomsoever shall call upon the name of the government. Nobody but whomsoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why we need to focus our eyes on Jesus? He is capable to save somebody. Some of you, if it wasn't him, we wouldn't see you. We wouldn't know you. Even the way how you look, if it wasn't him. Some of you have managed even to put one on your head after coming this end. Before that you were tiny, skinny. Now somebody is saying, pastor, the side is going to. That is right. If it wasn't him, you could be dead. Now you are somebody. They call you somebody. They respect you. When you talk, they listen. They want your advice. Because you came on this side. If it wasn't him, nobody could listen to you. If it wasn't him, nobody could value you. If it wasn't him, you couldn't put on the way you put. You couldn't look the way you look. This man, the Savior, we have to put our eyes on him. In Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Who now you read when you go back home? Hallelujah!
Amen.
Romans 10, you read it when you go back. But the verse which I want you to read is in Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, verse 7 to 12. Let's have a read. Chapter 4, verse 7 to 12.
Ni baba teka wakati. Nibaba buza maanyi chi, obali inya chi, eliba koza mwe ebyo. Apeti dobe ya juru mwe mtukufu, nabagama abakulu, ababa antu, nabakadi. Mwebutu ulizi wale ero, oloku kolo mungi omuntu, omurwadde, echi mwonyeza. Mutegere mwena, nechibina, echaba isa inti, mulinya, liya Yesu Kristo mnazaresi, gwe mwako merida. mwe katonda gwe yazukiza mu bafu kubwoyo onayimiridde nga mulamu mu maaso gammwe. Oyo lye jjinja eddamu eryanyomebwamu abazimbi erifuusa ekkulu ery'oku nsonda, so tewali na mu mulala bulokozi, kubanga tewali na linnya ddala wansi w'eggulu eryaweebwa abantu eritugwanira tulokola.
Haleluya! And when they had set them in their midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and the elders of Israel, if this day we are judged for good deeds, then to help this man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this man is standing before you. Verse 11, this is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. There is no salvation in any another. For there is no any name under heaven given among men by which must save, not any name, not anybody, not anything which can save except the name of Jesus Christ. Except the name of Jesus Christ. Now when you need to be saved, focus your eyes on Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, why Jesus?
Lwaki Yesu?
Daridima.
Ye mnunuzi wafe.
Hallelujah. He is the Daridima.
Kubanga ye mnunuzi.
When we look at a man,
but
there's no redemption in that man. Get me very clear.
Mutekere bulungi.
When your attention is being drawn by a man, there's no redemption in a man. Whether in your husband there's no redemption, whether in your wife there's no redemption, whether in your parents there's no redemption, Jesus, he is the Redeemer. He is the Redeemer.
Yes, you are Mnunuzi.
The problem which we have today, the some people, their attention is drawn by men where there's no redemption. Because even the man need to be redeemed. Now you focus your eyes on somebody who needs also to be redeemed. God, Jesus, he does not want anybody to redeem him. Now he is capable to redeem everybody who is needed to be redeemed. Now when you focus your eyes on people who need to be redeemed, you are causing yourself problem.
Amen.
Now you look around. Your eyes are drawn, your attentions are drawn on people, on men. That's why they confuse your life. That's why they mess you up. They mess you upside down. They need to be redeemed. And you need also to be redeemed. And you focus your eyes on people who need to be redeemed. Why we need to focus our eyes on Jesus? He is capable to redeem. When you look at your money, there's no redemption in your money. Money cannot redeem you. Tell your neighbor that money cannot redeem you. Tell him or her. Money cannot redeem you. The Hallelujah. We have some people who have got money in our nation here. They are so rich. They have all money which is needed. But they have some diseases which are killing them. At night they cannot even sleep. They cry through the night. They have all the money, but the money cannot heal them. They are dying when they are seeing with their money. No redemption in the money. And some of you are saying, if a pastor, you are lying. If I can get money here, I can change all my life. You can change your life. But there's certain thing which you cannot change with money. There's Mobutu Sese Seko. He was the former president of Congo. He had even accounts in the foreign nations, keeping his money in dollars, pounds. He was rich. But the day when he died, the money couldn't leave him. He died. And when they reached to bury him, they buried him when he was standing. The man else who has got all the money, who has got all authority, but they buried him when he's standing. Up to there, you can go there and find him standing. Other people that are lying down the well, he is standing. The money couldn't save him. The money couldn't save him. There is no money, there's no redemption in money. Jesus is capable. We have people who are dead today. They had all the money. Go international hospital. When you don't have that money, don't go into those hospitals. Because even when you want to pick you right now from there, they can send their helicopters come and pick you. As long as you pay them their 2 million. Do you give them 2 million? And let me tell you, people, they are using that helicopter. They go and pick them. They have their money. But you go and see them, they are dying there. They are dying there. Money cannot redeem them. Never, never focus your eyes on money. Hear me, church. Have money and use them. But never draw your attention on money. Because today the money is there, tomorrow is gone. The money is there to be used. It comes and goes. It cannot redeem you. Jesus Christ, He can redeem you. Hallelujah. Your business, your job cannot redeem you. Is that clear? Your business, your job cannot redeem you. There's no redemption in it. There's no redemption in your education. There's no redemption in your parents. There's no redemption in your clan. There's no redemption in the government. Are you here or you are back home? No redemption in your job. If it could redeem you, you wouldn't look the way you look. In your business, there's no redemption. In your education, there's no redemption. How many people have got their papers, but they are suffering? Some they have 1 degree. I said, maybe I'm suffering because I have 1 degree. Let me go back. He goes back to the university, get the second one. He comes back, things are the same. Let me go and add another one too. Maybe I'll make it. You are passing your time. I'm not saying that you shouldn't go there. But if your attention and your eyes are on your papers, forget that. You are going to pass your time. You will have all the papers which you need, and nobody will give you a job because you are old.
Never plato nazo na na yengo bazo kaji wanga tewachari yaku wamlimu.
I'm suffering because I have to add on more.
She
goes back. The second I have to add on more. But the years are going. Now you come with your paper, you have got everything, but you are no longer strong enough. And somebody can tell you, Gaile, I could give you that job, but your years. Forget that. These days, they call you. Bring your papers.
Let them apply.
Plus experience of 5 years.
No.
Imagine I've been in school, studying. Now you ask me experience of 5 years. That means your papers are not enough. That means there's no redemption in your papers. There's no redemption in your PhD. There's no redemption in the master. The redemption is in Jesus Christ. When you focus your eyes on Jesus Christ, there is redemption in him. He will redeem you. In every situation is able.
Amen.
Why are you crying? Because you focus your eyes on people. Because you focus your eyes on your job. Because you focus your eyes on money. Because you focus your eyes on your parents. Yeah, I don't mind because my dad, he's rich. She has got 10 cows. 10 cows. Other people are having 100 cows. They're talking about 10 cows. Other people are having 500 cows. They're talking about 100 cows. My father is rich.
Even if,
I don't mind. I'll get those riches. But remember, your father started selling those cows. He had 500. Now he has got 4. He had 4, now he has got 20. And even the other piece of land down there, he has sold it. Wait, the end of his death, he will be selling sell everything. Yeah, I don't mind. My dad is there. I don't mind. My dad is there. There's no redemption in your dad. There's no redemption in your mom. There's no redemption in anybody. Nobody can redeem you except Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. He can redeem you. He can redeem you when you focus your eyes on him. Hallelujah. We need to focus our eyes on our Redeemer. That is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. In Galatians chapter 3, from verse 12 to 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 12 to 13.
Kale, ngabe tulina esubi, erienkana awo, tuogere no vum bun.
Is that where you're reading? Read.
Sad.
Galatians chapter 12, verse chapter 3, verse 12 to 13. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Church, are you hearing me? Christ has redeemed us from curse. Speak to yourself that Christ has redeemed me. Can you speak louder than that? Can you speak it louder than that? Christ has redeemed you from all curse.
Why?
He's a lima. She has redeemed you. Some of you couldn't sleep at night. You are sleeping like babies. Some of you want to enter in your bed at 8.
No,
Pastor, you know, at 8 I'm in my bed. But remember, before that you couldn't sleep. Demons used to come and kick you and sleep on you and do everything that you want. But because the Redeemer came in, He redeemed you. Why do we need to focus our eyes on Jesus?
He's
the Redeemer. Do you need to be redeemed? Jesus is there.
Yes,
do you need to be redeemed? Never focus your attention on anybody. Never focus your eyes on the
government.
Now, yesterday, some people, they were heated with, you know,
stuff
everywhere. Me, I cannot go there. Why? Because even the one whom you are supporting, once he gets into the state house, he will never remember you. Remember those who got accident during the Sebagala? Some they died and he has never visited even their family. Some they lost their parts of their body in hospital. He has never done that anything. People now they are complaining and he told them that you will go home with the Kavera. Now these days they are not seeing the Kavera. When you focus your eyes on somebody, that's what he does. Now they hit you, they hit your head because you're supporting somebody. At the end of the day, he will never remember you. And when they are beating you, he has to run off before you. Why should I go there? The one man is Jesus. When you stand for him, always is with you. When you focus your eyes on him, always is there to redeem you. That is the man. I'll make campaign to that man. I'll never make a campaign to anybody. What I'll do is to pray for the leader who comes in. But the man Jesus, I'll make a campaign for him. Hallelujah, because of time. Let me give you the fifth one. Other one, we shall see them later. Why Jesus is the Lord of all things. Is the Lord of all things. Why we need to focus our eyes on Jesus? He is the Lord of everything. Mention anything. He's the Lord. Mention anything. He is the Lord of everything. He's the Lord of my life. He's the Lord of your life. He's the Lord of everything on earth. Now, if he's the Lord, we need to focus our eyes. Let him draw our attention. Because he's the Lord of our life. Praise God. In Revelation chapter 19, verse 16. Revelation chapter 19, verse 16.
Era alina kuchambale kye ne kuchisambi kye erinya eriwandikidwa nti kabaka wabakabaka era mukama wabani.
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hear me well. Jesus,
yes,
is the Lord of everything.
Ye mukama wabyonna.
Is that clear?
Amen.
Hey!
Ah!
He's the Lord of living things. Mention about anything which is living is part of it. The Bible says he is the Lion of Judah. Who is the master of of animals? Who's that? Lion. The boss of the lion. The boss of animals. And he said that I'm the Lion of Judah. Now when we talk about wild animals, he's the Lord of it. Because he is the Lion of Judah. The Lion controls all the animals, wild animals. Now Jesus says that I'm the Lion of Judah. He's the Lord of the living things. Hallelujah. He goes on saying that I'm the true vine. The vine that has got life, not so. Now when we talk about the vine, he says, I am the true vine. He is the Lord of all vines. Mention any vine. He said, I am the true vine. The vine is the living thing. It has got life. He says, I'm a son of man. He is a son of man. When it comes about men, he is a son of man. Are we living? He's the Lord of that. When mention anything, he's the Lord of it. B. He is the Lord of non-living things. Mention anything. Mention anything which is non-living. He's the Lord of it. He says, I'm the Lock of Ages. The Lock is an unliving thing. No, sir. He is the Lock of Ages. He's the boss of it. That's why he can speak to the rock and heal. That's why he said that I'll build my church on this rock. He's the Lock of Ages. He's the Lord of anything which is unliving. He can control the living things and unliving things. He goes on, the Bible says, he is the rejected stone. The stone is unliving. But he is the rejected stone. He is the Lord of unliving things. And he is the Lord of living things. Everything has to obey him. Hallelujah! Is his money? It has to obey him. Because it's the Lord of the living things. Money does not have life also. But he controls it. Hallelujah. When he talks about the blessing is a living thing. Because it makes somebody live. It makes somebody richer. He controls it. Now why should you focus your attention on things which cannot help you and leave this man who is Lord of everything? That's why he managed to go in the dead, in the grave, and came back. Once the death captures somebody, nobody can come out of it except the Lord of everything. He's the Lord of unliving things and the Lord of living things. We need to focus our eyes on him. He will change your future. He knows where you are going. He understands you better than you understand yourself. He knows you than your husband. He knows you than your parents. He knows you. When you want to settle, focus your eyes on Jesus. If you are disorganized, focus your eyes on Jesus. That's why the problem which we have with false prophets, they are eating your money, they have done evil things on your life, because you have failed to focus your eyes on Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, the Savior, the Omega and Alpha. Once you focus your eyes on him, nobody can deceive you. Once you focus your eyes on him, nobody can snatch your money with the story. Nobody can deceive you. But they're taking your money because you don't focus your eyes on Jesus. When you hear somebody calling fire, you rush
there.
Now these days you have television, my God. All Kasasulos and not the men of God also they have the television.
And watch, I see the men of God.
All not everybody who is on the television that they are there to help you.